If you're like me, you love saving money, and Black Friday is my time to save. I get all the best deals and discounts, and I find them with one super smart saving secret, RetailMeNot. RetailMeNot is the place to score incredible Black Friday deals on toys, electronics, clothing, and more. You can save up to 75% off stores like Macy's, Kohl's, Best Buy, and more. Want to save on everything this Black Friday? Visit RetailMeNot.com/bones or download the free app. RetailMeNot, yours for the saving.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Back after a weekend. What's up? What's up? Morning, studio.
Morning.
How are we? Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Damn, I had a long weekend. It was pretty exhausting because we're now into the home stretch of this Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
There's tonight and two more weeks. And if I can make it through, but it's now a grind. It is. I mean, and
it's funny because it seemed like a grind.
I know, but it's
time.
Like double now.
Oh, wow.
Because okay. It's just more.
It's intense.
But it's awesome, though. Like, I really had fun because we're doing a team dance and I got to work with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun. Hard. And you'll see it tonight if you watch the show. But yeah, it was good. I mean, we got a lot to catch up on. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a bit. I wanted to mention this. There's this new survey. They talked to a bunch of dudes. And half of them still say they communicate with at least one of their exes. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think, Amy? If you found out your husband was talking to one of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Does he, by the way? I should ask that first.
He doesn't. Not that I know of. He
Which
did
would be even worse if you found out he was.
Yeah. He did try to date my sister.
What? Recently?
Wow.
No, before me.
Jerry.
This is breaking news.
And I mean, they still talk because she's married to his best friend now, but.
You guys got that incestual stuff going
on. Wow. It's like a hot mess, but I really don't think he does. Like that, there's only one girl I can even think of that he may talk to, and I'm pretty sure he definitely doesn't.
You're pretty sure he definitely doesn't?
Well, and he doesn't have Facebook or any ways to, like, I don't even know how he would, like, try to reach out to someone, you know?
A phone?
Yeah. Well, you have to get their number.
Dirty text.
But, I mean, Facebook's how people reconnect with exes, I think. And, Bobby, you still talk to yours, like, all of them.
I do talk to almost all of them. I mean, really all of them. Well, let's see, my last one, yes. The one before that, recently, yes. No, a lot, yes. The one before that, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
The one for that. The one that you had, like, way back in the day before I even met you, yes.
You're right. Why do you think that is? Is it because it's two options? Either I can't let it go, which I don't think it is, but you can say it if you think it is. Or two, because they just end in good human places where there's never any sort of lying.
It's not... Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll say sometimes there's been some periods where maybe there wasn't talking, but enough space was given where now you can talk. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I guess my point is, how come we can still talk and some people can't?
Because, yeah, I do think it wasn't a horrible thing. Yeah, it just wasn't going to work out because of your...
Yeah, you say it.
Because of some stuff you struggle with and being in an intimate relationship with people.
But never infidelity, never cheating or lying.
Right. So they
always
had no reason
just crazy
to...
head. I have crazy head.
Right. And so, and I think genuinely, honestly, because it's because of the craziness, they still... care about them and they still care about you and you still care about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I talked to all my ex-girlfriends. I'm one of this. Lunchbox, talk to your exes at all?
Like exes like I was in a serious relationship or ones that I smooched and did whatever with.
Well, any of that, I think. Wait, does your wife know you talked to any of them?
I don't know if she knows, but yeah, I talked to some of them. I mean,
you don't know if she knows?
I mean,
what do you mean y'all talk?
Like, hey, what's up? How you been? How's life? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, you're in town. Let's go.
What? No way.
Okay, so now it's gone from
you're
just talking
up
to meeting.
You're meeting up with exes?
Guys, I had girls that I, smooch with at my wedding. They were at my wedding.
Okay.
And your wife didn't know. That's right.
No, and I've been to their wedding. It's okay.
And your wife doesn't know.
I mean, I don't know if she knows we have
it's
a history.
It's not that you're trying to hide it.
Right,
it
I'm not hiding anything.
Up.
Yeah. She assumes that I probably smooch with some of these girls.
Because you're such
oh
a player.
Gosh,
a
that's
play
right.
She probably, I mean, would you think it's safe to assume she thinks you've just smooched with any girl you're really around a lot?
Probably.
Because I would like to clarify, nothing has ever happened between me and Lunchbox in all these years.
I mean, you wanted it, but I said no.
Is that true?
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
When I first started working with y'all and
did
I
you
was
try
single.
To, like, make out with Lunchbox?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm clarifying, because he makes it seem like his wife just knows that he, like, you know.
Any girl.
Yeah, he's like, you know.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. Tons of rain for the whole right side of the country. Severe weather in the south. Be careful on those roads today. In other news, Amazon is doing free shipping. It starts today. You used to have to spend $25 for the free shipping, but not anymore. And finally, make sure you watch Bones on Dancing with the Stars tonight and vote for him. Just call 800-868-3402.
Raymundo is our audio producer. He sits in the glass room and cuts up audio clips all day. And apparently for Thanksgiving, he doesn't just want to eat a turkey. You want to do what, Raymundo?
Yeah, so I want to hunt one. I was up in the country a couple weekends, and I ended up seeing 3 to 5 turkeys every time I was looking out the window. And I think it's definitely possible to kill one of these things, so I just got to secure the license and then also have my dad get my gun down here. But for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be shooting a turkey, baby!
Maybe the hardest bird to kill.
Are you serious? Out of all, I thought it's slower and it can't get up in the air that much.
You can't move. You can't make any noise.
Okay.
Like, of all the hunting, ducks are probably the hardest to shoot. Turkeys are probably the hardest to kill. And also, you shoot it in its body, and it's full of pellets, you know?
Oh, that's true. And then all the meat's bad. And I was also thinking, because I don't have a scope on my gun, I'm probably going to be 50 feet, maybe even more than that, away from the bird. I don't know if I'm going to be able to shoot it from that. And then once you fire, that's it, because they're gone. These things get scared real quick. Even when I would open the door...
You want to kill your own turkey?
Yes, absolutely. And I have access to these turkeys, so it's not just like I'm thinking, man, I should kill a turkey. I honestly have seen
them. Why do you mean access? Yeah. No. Go turkey hunting. Don't go where they have a bunch of turkeys already. That's not hunting.
I don't think they're pet turkeys. I think they're wild and crazy.
They're not pets.
It's in the country. There's all kinds of stuff out there.
How fast are turkeys?
Oh, once I did it one time. I opened the door real quick. Boom, they were gone. So you
couldn't run and tackle it?
Oh, dude, I would have to crawl on the ground to get to these things.
You can't run and tackle a turkey. I should get my stepdad, Arkansas Keith, on the phone.
Yeah. He would
let Ray talk
up
to him, because he would take me turkey hunting all the time as a kid. It wasn't my favorite kind of hunting. Turkeys can run 25 miles per hour.
Oh, never mind. You're not catching that.
No, there's no. How fast do you think you can run, Raymundo?
I've had a time before. I can run 20 miles an hour.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But with a gun, that's going to slow me down a lot.
20 miles an hour?
Like, how long?
Run. Okay, we got to get the car out. Maybe not today, but Ray's got to run next to a car and see if he can do 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's in a school zone. You can easily pass cars. Have you ever gone for a jog in your neighborhood and you noticed in a school zone you're passing cars because you're going 20 miles an hour?
You think you can run? Listen, can a human run 20 miles an hour? Will someone Google that?
I would say some of those NFL players are high 20s, almost 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you're not an NFL player. You're like a 30-year-old dude.
I know. I know I'd had it tested in time before, and it was definitely in the 20s.
Humans can perhaps run as fast as 40 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, I mean, maybe we're wrong.
Yeah! The world's fastest runner, Usain Bolt, was clocked going 28 miles an hour in the 100-meter sprint.
Okay, yeah, no, you can't.
But Raymundo can run 20.
Yeah!
We have to do this at some point. Okay, well, good luck with your turkey quest, Raymundo.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate the advice and everything.
I'll get you a call with Arkansas Keith. He can set you up.
All right.
Why don't you get a guide?
Oh, definitely a possibility. And then also my girlfriend's dad, he has expertise in the field as well. But I also kind of got to ask him if I could kill the turkeys on his property, because he owns a lot of the acres.
Okay. I feel like Ray's just saying words at this point. All right, thank you, Raymundo.
Bobby Bones.
Amy, I was explaining to one of my other competitors on Dancing with the Stars what a doozy is, because she's Irish. She's the girl from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Ivana Lynch, and I said, "Boy, that's a doozy." And she's like, "What is a doozy?" Here's the clip of that.
What'd you ask me?
I just, what does a doozy mean?
A doozy's like, it's a difficult thing. It's like something to, like, ooh, that's a doozy. That's a tough one.
See, to me, that sounds like that's an easy. Sounds like crazy or something.
No, it's tough.
Yeah.
Do you know what a doozy is? Would you have said that?
I would say that's a doozy, but yeah, it's funny that she sees it as the exact opposite.
Well, she didn't know what it was. She'd never seen that word before.
I know.
You know, someone had said on the show, I don't remember who it was, last week, like they were getting churched up or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a really funny term. Was that Christian? Who
was it? Was a guest. I think it was Chris Jansen.
It was Jansen on the phone. Yeah.
You've never heard churched up when you church it up a little bit? Like make
never
it a little bit
more
fancy?
Never heard that term.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did too. But I posted on my Instagram. And by the way, let me say, her name on Harry Potter is, like, Laura. What's Lovegood? Morgan number two, what is her name on this show, on Harry Potter?
Luna Lovegood.
Luna Lovegood. And Morgan number two would like to apologize because she really botched the explanation of Luna Lovegood last week.
Yeah, I really did. I messed her up with another character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt really bad about that one.
Our listeners let you have it too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, it was so bad. I got hammered on Twitter about it.
I need to watch Harry Potter, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's seriously one of the best movie series out there. I disagree.
Amy, but have you seen it?
Yes, my kids have watched every single one, and I have to leave the room. Like, and listen, I know I don't want to get angry emails or anything, but I've even tried to read the books because I was obsessed with Hunger Games, which I get, they're different, but still, it was kind of a cult following of
fiction,
like reading,
fantasy.
Sort of like, yes. Yeah. And I read all the Hunger Games books, I watched all the movies, obsessed, loved it, and like, I don't know, Harry Potter, I just can't get into it. Movie, like, my kids love them, but not me. And then, pretty sure I busted out the book. I have three of them. My friend gave me three of them that's obsessed, and she like bought me all three thinking, like, you're gonna love these so much. And
you didn't?
No, and I've busted out the first one a few times, like, being like, okay, maybe it's time. Maybe I just wasn't in the right mood, so let me try to read. And I'm like, I can't.
I tell you, I watched all, and listen, we're going to get hate mail for this. I know. But I watched all the Lord of the Rings one Christmas, and I said, you know what? If everybody loves them that much, I'm going to watch them all. And I watched them, and they were 9 hours long. It was like that Tom Petty documentary, but over and over again. And so I watched it, and I finished it, and I went, this is all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Like, I mean, come on. What do you want? It's all right. Yeah, I know.
I have zero desire to watch that, by the way.
But again, I watched Star Wars, too, after Eddie told me.
So good, right?
And I watched it, and I was like, it's all right.
I know.
You're crazy.
I was like, come on. It's all right. You know, it's not so good. It's okay. It's not bad. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Chris Stapleton and his wife Morgan are expecting a baby. This will be their fifth child together. Morgan just gave birth to twins in April.
Oh, that's a lot of babies, huh?
Yeah, like she just had twins 7 months ago. She's already going to have a baby in her belly.
Within the same year, three bellies will have been inhabiting her belly.
Three babies.
Three babies. I used to think, baby, let me tell you, until I was like 12,
I know, you thought
I thought babies came out the belly button.
I know.
Yeah. That's because, hey, you can all laugh. That's okay. What else, Morgan, number two?
Congrats out to Brett Young. He officially married his longtime love, Taylor Mills, in Palm Springs, California, and his father was the pastor.
And I saw Gavin DeGraw played, and Lee Bryce also played, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, think about this, and I'll come back to you. If you could have anyone play at your wedding, who would it be? Think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Morgan, number two, what else?
Tonight is country night on Dancing with the Stars. Lenko, Lauren Elena, Chris Jansen, Cole Swindell, and Carly Pierce are all performing. It's going to be at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
I can't wait. I'm dancing. I'm one of the quote-unquote stars on the show.
You're dancing to Chris Jansen.
I'm dancing. Well, Chris is playing Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah.
And they were like, who do you want to play? And so I asked Chris to come do it. But I consulted in bringing all these acts on. And so it's really cool because a lot of my friends are coming in.
Yeah. And that alone should get you street cred to not go home tonight.
I know. I hope people vote for me. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Because I was thinking about this. A lot. Carly Pierce opened for me for 5 months on tour. Lauren Elena's opened for me. Lanco. I mean, these are all my people.
Yeah,
Cole didn't. But we've played some shows together. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, no. And the dance. Your dance looks good.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's definitely romantic. Hold it.
Okay.
All right. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so there's a cool new vending machine thing happening, and this is in Indiana. Now, there's no food inside this vending machine. It's actually clothes for people who need to survive the cold weather. Blankets, socks, winter clothing. And the best part, it's all free to those who need it most in the homeless community. It's installed outside a local fire department, and you have to register with the charity organization inside, and you'll be given a token to go dispense it into the vending machine, and you can get whatever you need out of there.
That's
boom.
Cool. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Man, And that, right there, is what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisville, Kentucky. A man was at Churchill Downs this weekend. There's some horse racing going on. He's having a few drinks with friends, and his friend goes, I dare you to jump over the rail and jump on one of the horses.
Oh you got to be kidding me.
So he jumped on a horse.
You got to be kidding me.
And rode it out on the track.
Oh, no.
That's so funny.
So...
he was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Wow, arrested.
Yeah, but come on. That's a great story.
I mean, that is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Jumped in and got a horse and rode it out onto the track.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, for something like that. Yeah. That's a lifetime story.
It's like, what are you in for? That'd be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you go to jail for that, though, Amy. I think you go in for like 8 hours. They let you go. I mean, the judge gets it in front of them. All rise. The judge walks in and is like, well, let's see. You know that's what happens. All right, that's a good one, Lunchbox.
On Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, time for a game of Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go, where I will ask Amy three questions that mostly dudes would get.
Yeah.
And I'll ask Lunchbox three questions that mostly women would get, and we'll see who wins. Right now, Lunchbox is up 2-0 on the season. Ready?
Ready.
Amy, question number one. The Tennessee Titans play the Dallas Cowboys tonight on Monday Night Football. Who is the Cowboys head coach?
I mean, the first person that comes to my head is Jerry Jones, but I think he's the owner. I don't know the coach. Not Bill Belichick. He's with Tom Brady. Shout out, Patriots. John. Coach Taylor.
Coach Taylor, she says. Show me Coach Taylor. Oh, incorrect. It's Jason Garrett.
I'll steal Jason Garrett.
Oh, I totally dinked you out of that one. But my heart knows Lunchbox would have got that right, so I'm giving him the point.
I know he
would. All right, there it is.
I have never heard of that guy, by the way, Jason.
Amy.
Yes.
What do you call the floaty object used to suspend a fishing line?
The bobber.
Correct. Amy, back into football. Odell Beckham Jr. turns 26 today. What NFL team does he play for?
Odell Beckham Jr., are you for real? Odell Beckham Jr. Odell. I'm trying to picture that jersey.
Come on.
Beckham Jr. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Yeah, the New York Giants.
That is correct. Lunchbox up 2-1. Over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, who is the original star of Wicked and the voice of Elsa in the movie Frozen?
Kristen Chenoweth.
Incorrect. Amy, you can steal.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to make sure I say it right. Why can't I? I have all of her letters of her name in my head.
Come on. 5 seconds.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Adina Menzel.
I'll accept that. Adina Menzel is correct. There you go.
I just didn't know how to say it properly.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
A hairstyle that is generally short on the back and sides, but slightly longer on the top and very short bangs is known as what?
The bob.
Incorrect. Amy.
Kate Gosselin.
What?
The
she called it the Kate Gosselin.
It's called the Kate Gosselin.
It's called the pixie cut. I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
The Kate Gosselin.
The Kate Gosselin.
Remember John and Kate plus eight?
Isn't that what Jennifer
It's
Aniston,
2-2.
I thought the bob was what Jennifer Aniston got. I thought that was it. Dang it.
Lunchbox, you can win this.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to win. I like
your
winning.
Question. Mystic Pizza, Eat, Pray, Love, Runaway Bride, or all movies starring what actress?
Ooh. Ooh. Eat,
if
Pray,
If he doesn't get this and Amy still, she wins.
Okay. Say the names of them again.
Mystic Pizza, Eat, Pray, Love, and Runaway Bride.
Okay. And they have to star in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or they just have to be in the movie?
Starring what actress?
Well, because I know Julia Roberts was in Runaway Bride. That is the only one I know. But I don't remember her being in... I'm going Julia Roberts.
He says Julia Roberts. The answer is Julia Roberts.
Yeah!
There you go.
Ah!
Woo! Play a song. There he
all
is.
I do is win, 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 win.
Two
no
football
what.
Questions.
Woo!
Don't interrupt the song.
And they stay there. And they stay there. Listen, I got to eat, pray, love. So don't get mad at me.
Nobody got mad at you at all.
She did. She did.
I didn't get mad at you. All right. I just said I had two football questions.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's son is 8 years old. He's been in America a year.
Almost.
They grew up in an orphanage in Haiti. So he had a girlfriend named Gladys for a while?
Gladys. She was from South America. Because he's at a school where all the kids, or a program within a school where all the kids are, English is their second language. So a lot of them come from other countries. So yeah, Gladys, she was there. She's no longer in the program. So Gladys is gone.
Was he sad?
I mean, sometimes he just like is like, there's no more Gladys. Doesn't really seem sad. Like, I don't think they were super serious, so.
So now he has a new girlfriend.
Lillian.
Hmm.
I know, and it took us a while to confirm if Gladys was real or not. So now I'm like wondering, Lillian? Now I got to find out if Lillian is real and what country she's from and what language does she speak and what's really happening.
So you don't
really
know
happening.
If she's real?
I mean, I'm like 99% sure she's real. I don't think he lies about it because he's been so excited to like, you know, talk about her, you know, take her candy to try to, you know, flirt with her. But then he admitted to us this weekend that I guess maybe Friday he was coming on a little too strong because she like basically walked away from him and was like, I don't know if she said the words to him like, go away from me.
Oh, right, very right to the point.
I couldn't really understand exactly what he was saying, but I think he was saying she wanted me away from her. And I'm like, well, buddy, maybe you need to give her some space.
What about cologne? Does he wear cologne?
He does not.
Smell good around her?
Mm. No. He does have some deodorant. He doesn't need it, by the way, but he likes to just be like dad.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I liked a girl, I was probably second grade. That's eight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought some, I saved my money and bought some Brut at Walmart.
Oh.
And I would just pour it into my hands and pop it all in my neck.
Yeah.
And I'd go to school. Didn't work.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Because girls are not noticing that. I mean, they'll notice you if you don't smell good, but I think if you smell amazing, they're not going to be like, ooh.
Would you let your 8-year-old son, like, go on a date with her? Like,
no.
if him and Lillian wanted to... Go, I don't know, what do kids do? Go have pizza together.
No, they're eight. They're eight.
Ice cream.
As a family, if we're all going out and Lillian wants to hang out, that's
fine.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
could they do that?
Yeah, with mom and dad and Stashira's sister, like everybody. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. We can all hang out, but it's not a date. They're not on a date. They're eight.
Love is in the air. Look at that.
I know. I'll try to get him some... I'll get some audio of him talking about Lillian for y'all if I can.
Good.
Which my husband randomly, when we were talking to Stevenson about dating, and it's so weird. If you know my husband is asking, you know, like it's on. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I think some of his friends are asking him who you're dating and if it's still happening. And I was like, oh, my gosh, not you too. Like,
it's over into your husband's world.
Yeah.
Now?
Like, this is when I know it's gone too far. When it's entering his world and he's having to come to me, I'm like, oh, gosh. So like,
wait, what do you want to know?
Well, I don't know. Whenever, honestly, Stevens and I were talking about his girlfriend, he was like, "Oh yeah, what's the update with Bobby's girlfriend?" I was like, "I don't know."
First of all, I don't call her my girlfriend. Let's whoa, easy on the words.
Whoa! He used the word, not me.
Okay. Ask me a specific question because it's weird for me just to talk. Here's why.
So
I don't...
we've gone up and down. Like the stock went down. Like if you were looking at your relationship in stock, you said the stock went down, and then you were like, oh, "I guess maybe it's kind of." I can't remember really where it went after that.
It's gone back further down. It's gone back up to even, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
So
this, we just got out of a weekend. Did you see said person this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple times. I feel like that was a that was like multiple, right, London?
Here's why I don't just say who it is, because if it doesn't work out and we're not like officially together, she doesn't need to be known as someone I dated and didn't get with, you know?
Right. Have you smooched since the last Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a, yeah. Let me translate that for our audience.
I like that question.
That
guys,
silent, guys, like,
I skipped the ice cream, went straight to the smooch.
Uh-huh. It's okay. It's going pretty good. It's just, it's weird. You know, when you date somebody, a creative, I guess I shouldn't say that, huh?
Oh.
When's the last time you held hands?
Oh, have you even? Because that's more intimate than kissing.
Huh.
Isn't it? Am I wrong
no,
about that?
No, it's not more intimate.
But, okay, well then what's the word? Uh-huh. Yeah, for you. Because I feel like sometimes you can meet a girl and maybe kiss her the first night. Whatever,
I don't never kiss anybody
gonna,
on the first night.
Hold, but what? You're telling me you never kiss somebody the first night?
Yeah, what a weirdo.
I don't, Amy, I mean, I probably have it. Mostly.
Like, think back to the days, like at the club.
When did I ever have dates at the club? Amy's acting like I was nailing the club.
No,
I'm kidding. Say this.
I know that there was one time you were dancing with a girl at the club and you kissed her. You've told the story on the air.
Yeah, and then she had strep throat. Yeah, I remember that one. That's why I stopped doing that. It was disgusting. I thought it,
okay,
I would say,
okay,
here's what I'm saying. It's a really crazy time for me right now because my schedule is so packed between working here and doing Dancing with the Stars. I had all my free time
there. Yeah, it's nutso. Okay,
that I haven't been able to dedicate really a full, are we doing this? And, you know, she's a bit tough to read sometimes. And we're, you know, just working.
Interesting.
Just working. But it's going well. Going well for what
so
it is.
So anyways, to answer Lunchbox's question, when's the last time y'all held hands?
Probably recently, last couple.
Really? Y'all do hold hands?
Yeah, a couple hours ago.
I do see that as a big deal, holding hands.
A couple hours
holding
ago.
Hands? Like, where are y'all holding hands at? Like, in public or like, watching TV? Like,
why is everybody on my case this morning?
I'm like shocked y'all hold hands.
Here's the serious question. This
go
is
ahead.
The question
go
of
ahead.
All questions. Have you guys made Thanksgiving plans?
No. No.
Don't be crazy, Lunchbox. That's 3
weeks
ago. Yeah, that's so nutso.
No. I'm trying to win a dancing show. What? Go ahead.
Well,
it's just going well. I don't want to be... And I could just not say anything about it, but I feel like I'd be misleading our listeners. And I don't want to act like I got nothing going on. I got something, but what's up real quick?
Nothing. I guess thank you for the update. I'll make sure my husband hears this and he can relay to all of his Air Force buddies that I guess care about your love life, which is
80%
to
of
me.
My Instagram questions, my DM are, hey, who are you dating? All the time. So I get it. Hey, her name's Lillian. What if
is
your son
real?
And I would? What if Lillian's like a 20? What if like Lillian's like 29 and your son and I are both dating her?
Or you're dating Gladys?
No,
it's a kid.
No, not doing that. Hit the button.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They're investigating whether a high school student who claimed to be 15 was in fact a 30-year-old adult. How crazy is that?
So crazy,
Amy. But you know what I think? If I go back to high school right now, I would dominate junior high football. Wouldn't that be so fun? And like, if everyone thought I was that age, and I just run wild on them.
Is that why the person did it? Sorry, did I miss that part?
Who cares why I did it? That's why I would do it.
Well, sometimes people do it for sports or...
I'll go back and post up on those little... Just boom! Oh, I can't dunk still. But I would do lots of... Throw me the ball inside. That's why... it'd be so fun. Right?
I mean...
I'd probably still get dominated by 15-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
Though?
I don't know that you'd be any better.
Parents from the school raised concerns that one of the kids was much older than their classmates. So what happened was a Snapchat photo was shared online showing a kid sitting in math class in a school uniform. But the question was, how is this 30-year-old man in our math class? The BBC reported that he was an asylum seeker, which meant they may not know if he's searching political asylum, how old he really is. And he just jumped into class and said he was 15, but really he was 30.
Oh,
come on. But really, imagine if I got to be in like the school plays.
Oh, that you would dominate?
I was thinking of the dancing. I'd be like, check me out, kids. I'm also a kid. Check out all my dance skills. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of kids, Lunchbox went and ran a 5K against kids.
Yeah, Kid Power 5K. What up? Guess what place I came in?
Wait, hold on. Before you say that, who are you racing against? Other adults?
No, and the kids. The kids in Kid Power. They're, the oldest is 15, and it goes all the way down to first grade. So 7 years old, 6 years old.
So this is comparable to what I was saying I wish I could be able to do. Go and compete against 15-year-olds in less than athletic events.
Yeah, basically.
This is your real life, though.
This is my real life. I did it on Saturday morning. Woke up early, got there, and all the kids, we're going to beat you. Smoked them. smoked in first place. The nearest kid, the nearest kid was 4 minutes behind me. Come on.
So you raced a bunch of kids and you won.
I won first place.
That's Do you get a trophy?
I got a medal. Yeah.
Any other adults running this race?
No, not really. I mean, I guess some of them stuck back with the kids to make sure they didn't get lost, but...
And you dominated the kid power race.
I mean, one kid, he's like 15. He stuck with me the first mile. And he's like, I'm going to run with you the whole time. And then I didn't see him again. He had to stop at the water fountain because he was dying and he couldn't breathe when he crossed the finish line. Because you know why? He was way back there, but I still smoked him. I was like, dude, why'd you try to keep up with me? I told you, don't bring that in my house.
Didn't you win this race last year?
Yep, and the year before and the year before. And the kids get older and older, and guess what happens?
You keep winning.
Oh, yeah. What up?
So you've won the Kid Power 5K 4 years in a row?
Yeah.
But you're not a kid.
Right. But they challenge me. They say they can beat me. So you know what? Right. I got to teach them. They got to train or they're not going to beat me.
That's funny. Amy, is that funny or no?
Hilarious. I mean,
that's exactly what I was talking about, though. Like, that my fantasy, Lunchbox is living my fantasy of getting to dominate kids at events, sporting events.
And it feels good when you cross the finish line and you're the first one, you get to break the tape.
Maybe next time you should go run this race with Lunchbox.
No, he'll beat me. He can still run. I can't do that.
Mm-mm. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Arizona is lucky to be alive after a car crash left her vehicle suspended in a tree. The 53-year-old was rescued after surviving there for 6 days after the wreck. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
She was driving, lost control of her car. It went through a fence. It dropped 50 feet before it caught on a tree branch. And that's where the car was hanging for almost a week. Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
The damaged fence that she crashed through led one of the guys who worked at the Arizona Department of Public Safety to go, wait, why is this broken? They looked down. They saw the car. She was dehydrated and they found her and she's okay.
Yeah, 6 days, like no water. So you can go weeks without food, but 3 to 5 days is like the max for water. No water. That's
due
amazing.
Due to outstanding efforts, this woman's life was saved, they said.
Wow.
That is crazy. Come on. And that's a will to live, too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good to the woman that was rescued, the rescuers at the Arizona Department of Public Safety. That's cool, and that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy now with the morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
Why did the band hire a turkey as a drummer?
Why did the band hire a turkey as a drummer?
Because he had the drumsticks. What?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's holiday Thanksgiving turkey season.
Sorry, Amy.
What?
You got to get the crickets.
Drumsticks.
Now.
Mm. Drumsticks. Turkeys. Drumsticks. Whatever.
And that's your morning corny.
You're going to be telling that one at Thanksgiving.
There you go. Thank you, Amy.
That was the morning corny.
It's okay.
Rude.
Hey, Amy, what were we talking about off the air where you were sniffing your husband's clothes?
Oh.
Well, I heard you talking about it.
Because I can't remember if we talked about it on air and I did it in the pile maybe or something, but I read in a nutshell that if you're having a moment where you're like sad, crying, like emotionally just cannot get it together, that you should go sniff your significant other's dirty clothes or like something that gives off like their natural odor or something. And you'll feel better faster. And so I happen to, my closet is where I go to have my meltdowns anyways. So it seemed really convenient. And this story was from a while ago. And then I happened to finally have a moment and I was in the closet and like a shirt he had worn was like laying on the floor. And so I grabbed it and I put it close to me and I like, you know, smelled it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I felt better. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's placebo because I already knew the story, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I felt better faster. Normally, my times in my closet are longer, and I felt better. So I was just going to throw that out there for anybody that, you know, is having, like, a moment.
That they can
sniff their significant other's worn clothing clothing. It said preferably worn. It doesn't have to be something they like did an intense workout in or anything. Right. But, you know, something that would just have their smell on it. And then you just sniff it. Okay. And then it helps you get over whatever you're going through faster. You should try it.
Well, I don't have it, but I heard that's what you were talking about off the air. I got it. That's good.
Yeah.
I think our listeners can try that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently, Prince Charles has his shoelaces ironed every morning. Did you see this story?
Did not, but that's fascinating.
Seems a bit excessive, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't even understand why.
Well, I talked about the story that came out about Prince Charles and how he travels around with his own toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, respect. I would do that. All this other stuff came out about him. Apparently, it's called Serving the Royals Inside the Firm. It's on Amazon Prime. Charles needs help doing just about everything. He's 69 years old. He has a special nickname, the Pampered Prince. His pajamas are pressed every morning. His shoelaces are pressed flat with an iron. The bath plug has to be in a certain position, and the water temperature has to be just tepid. They even said that Charles has his valet squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning. What do you think about that?
I feel like that's really amazing for him, I guess.
If that's the only thing you've ever known, it's probably normal. Like, can you imagine? I'm going to give you just a scenario, okay?
Okay.
We in the United States have grocery stores where we go and everything is in an aisle and put in a place. Some countries, they go, what?
Yeah.
You go into a building and they have all this stuff there.
Well, yeah. Some places are like, that's amazing. I have to grow all my own food. Way to go.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
This is crazy to us. It is crazy. But we know a grocery store because we live with them and it's just normal to us. In some countries, they go, wow, you get to go into a building where all this stuff is organized and you have options for everything. I guess that's my only point.
Yeah. But ironing your shoelaces.
No, I get it. I know it's tough. It's tough.
And what temperature is tepid?
Kind of warm. I think. Just kind of warm. Tonight, Dancing with the Stars. I will be dancing. I'm the last competitor to dance.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
Hold on.
So the two team dances are after me, but I'm the last single competitor. And then we do each. I have danced two dances straight in a row.
Okay.
So I'm the last, and then I go right to the next dance. It's because there's a team dance, too. So I'll be dancing tonight. Amy saw my practice video.
Mm-hmm,
it's to Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love. But Chris Jansen's going to be singing it tonight.
Yeah, and it's like, it's endearing. Like, y'all are, acting what? Out the, like, it's believable. It's like that y'all are in the middle of falling in love with each other or something.
What'd you think about it? You saw it, you think it's, did you hear it with audio or did you just watch it?
I just watched it, but I knew the song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. I feel all those things, like the way, some of the actions and the looks,
yeah,
and the hands and the caressing.
It's the Viennese waltz, mm-hmm, we're doing, and it's slow.
Like, if y'all are still in love, like, whew.
Eddie saw it too.
We're buying.
Can I say it was beautiful?
Oh. Mm.
Like, it's beautiful. That dance is really beautiful. And that's one of my favorite songs ever, so I can't wait to hear Jansen sing it. I'm excited.
Mm. Well, we'll be doing it tonight. Hopefully I don't screw it up. You guys saw a practice video.
Mm-hmm.
I chose not for Lunchbox to see it yet because I like his natural reaction to the show.
Can't wait to see it.
Oh, if he saw it, he'd be like, oh my gosh, y'all are sure, for sure dating.
Oh, you think it sells it that much, huh? Amy?
Yeah.
You do?
You don't look at that and think, are we dating?
Well, he's probably just dancing.
I feel like you look at it and get confused.
Tonight, I'll be dancing. I'm the last single competitor, and then I go into a team dance. And I have to do a quick wardrobe change. And I have no chance to go over my team moves. Because it's like, Bobby, go do this and then I'll do this. But people in Nashville or Dallas can't watch because the football game will be on. But I would ask that you please vote anyway. You can call the number. Do you know the number, Amy?
Yeah. I have it programmed in my phone.
And you can call 8 times and give me all 8 of your votes. That'd be awesome.
Oh, people need to do that.
Discounting us. Like, I say us, me, us. Because I wouldn't be here without, you know, all of us. They're like, there's no way this guy can win because they don't know anything about country music. And tonight's country night, and it's just a whole thing. People on the show are fantastic. But like the other competitors, they're like, there's no way Bobby can win. He doesn't have the support. Mm-hmm. They're like, country music people, what do they know?
Yeah, okay.
They know
we'll
how to vote.
We'll see. That's right. We'll see. Challenge us.
Yeah.
What's the number, Amy? Do you remember?
800-868-3402.
800-868-3402. And right when the show starts, you can vote, even if you can't watch. And Amy will post it on her Insta story tonight,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. At Radio Amy.
All right, we're going to come back. Who would you have sing at your wedding?
To myself.
Are you shouting out yourself?
Yeah. George Strait.
No, we're going to do that segment coming up.
I just gave mine away.
There you go.
I'll pick somebody else.
Get that clip ready, Raymundo.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
So Brett Young got married over the weekend. Brett Young, big country artist. Still pretty new, but got a bunch of hits. Here's a clip of Brett Young.
In case you didn't know.
What was his wife's name?
Baby, Taylor.
So they get married. They've been together a long time. His dad officiates the wedding, which is really cool. But I was reading about the people that played for him, and him and Gavin DeGraw are friends. So Gavin DeGraw plays at his wedding. Here's a clip of that.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be, baby.
And Lee Bryce played at his wedding, and here's some Lee Bryce.
No, I don't dance, but here I
It's pretty cool to have musical people in your life that play at your wedding, right?
Yeah.
If you could have anyone play at your wedding. Budget is not a factor, Amy. Who would you have play at your wedding?
George Strait.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it would be to our first dance.
Oh, you wouldn't have him play in the wedding.
You'd have him play your first dance at the reception. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing, because he would sing, I Cross My Heart.
I cross my heart.
And then, and promise to. Yeah, and then my husband and I would look at each other and sing these words. To give, to make all your dreams come true.
Would you sing it like that? That's good.
In all the world.
There you go.
You'll never find a love as pure as mine.
Wow, it's good. So I'm surprised he played the reception, though. That's where you put the DJ.
If it were me
and I'm coming down the aisle, right?
Okay.
I've never been married. I'm single. No kids. I've never even been engaged. Have I ever even had a girlfriend, really?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Making sure. So I would probably... it's tough. I got 1A and 1B. Like, probably Garth. Probably Garth at the wedding, right? Go ahead, Garth. Play me a song.
Yes, I will my
That's what you're going to walk down the aisle
no,
to?
No, just Garth. I don't know yet. I can't commit to a song, but I would have Garth play. Maybe If Tomorrow Never Comes, though, if I had to pick a specific song.
Okay, that works.
Here, turn this down. Yeah, because listen.
But let's hope tomorrow comes because it's your wedding.
That's not the point. That's the point of the song. The point is, if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? It's a whole part that's the song. Like, if tomorrow never comes. The point is, if tomorrow never comes, I just hope she knows.
Yeah, she knows. You're marrying her right now.
Yeah, but it's not about tomorrow. It's about today.
Okay.
Or, I'm walking down the aisle, and I look over, and I give him a wink, because he fulfilled my wish to come play my wedding, and it was John Mayer playing guitar, singing a song. Come on. How good would that be? Not this song, though. It's terrible.
You wouldn't play this one?
What if you had him sing this whenever she's walking down the aisle?
No, I probably wouldn't do this one, though. But, yeah, John Mayer. Lunchbox, anybody play your wedding? Who would it be?
My first instinct was Carrie Underwood, but I figure she's pregnant, so I don't know how good she's going to...
Wait, are you getting married right now?
Well, you do before he cheats.
Well, no, because I didn't know how good she would sound pregnant.
Go ahead.
So I went to my... She sounds amazing!
But...
I went to my backup option, Celine Dion.
Oh, wow. Wow, Titanic song? Wow.
I totally thought you'd go Tina Turner.
Wherever you are... Believe you heart would go.
How do you not know the words of a Titanic song, Lunchbox? Go ahead, sing, Lunchbox.
Once more. You open the door and you're here in my heart. My heart will go on.
That's pretty good, though. He did nail it toward the end. Okay.
Yeah, that's who I would have. I mean, because she is a legend, and this girl can sing.
She can sing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to play you a song that was used in a famous movie. You just name the movie. Okay?
Easy.
Amy, you're first.
Okay.
What movie is this known for? Song number one.
You.
Amy slapped her head.
Because, I mean, I know it. And I feel like it's a cartoon or something. No.
Time.
No.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. You just can't bounce around ping pong ball now.
I went from like Zoolander, but that's a totally different song when they're pumping gas. And then I went to like a cartoon. Tell me what it is.
500 Days of Summer.
Oh, or it's your one of your favorite movies that
and
I
And the little
like.
Cartoon, the little cartoon's on the shoulder.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number
I was
two.
Like, I had human in my head and cartoon. Human in my head and that's why. Ugh.
Lunchbox, buy the song, name the movie. Go ahead. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's the Trolls.
No, it's actually Despicable Me.
The Minions.
Yeah. Did you know that one, Amy?
I did.
They okay. look alike.
Amy, ready? Number three, name it. Go ahead. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Name the movie this is known for. It's a famous song by itself, but what movie? It's old.
It's an old movie.
She won't get it.
I have no idea.
Incorrect, I'm sorry.
It's a good one.
Do you know it, Lunchbox?
The Graduate.
That's right. He would have got that right.
Wow.
That's Dustin Hoffman. It is a really good movie.
Wow. Okay, Lunchbox, here's yours. Name the movie by the song. Here's the song. Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Yeah. You ready?
You know what movie that is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Lego Movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy's killing it right now. How many does he have? One?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
He's killing it.
Rushing it.
Okay. Amy, you need this one to stay in the game.
I know.
Okay. Here we go. And action. Stay in the night. Stay in the night. Come on.
I feel like this could be a couple of movies. Studio 54.
Not a movie.
It's not. Are you sure?
I mean, not a big one. I'm sure there's been a movie made about it.
It's a cartoon.
Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta.
Oh, that's what I was picturing with Studio 54. Is that not the same thing?
Mm-mm.
Shoot.
The movie's called Saturday Night Fever.
Okay.
Lunchbox here just for...
just for fun.
Just for giggles.
Yeah.
Here you go. Vindicated.
Yeah, this is 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, it's Spider-Man. It's from the soundtrack. No.
Oh, who cares? Hit the song, right?
Hold on, don't hit the song yet.
Oh.
Here's one more.
Okay.
Just play this one, see if you guys want to know this one. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Top Gun.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you win. Now your song, my friend.
Hit that song. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Delayed that second one. Wow, come on. All right, thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget, I'll be on Dancing with the Stars tonight. If you want to call and vote, that would be awesome. Would love that so much. We're getting to the nitty-gritty, as they say.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
For the last 28 years, John and Stella have opened their donut shop in California at 4:30 a.m. They're married, they own the donut shop, they run it, so they know all the customers. And about a week ago, a customer noticed, man, Stella hadn't been in 2 weeks. So inquired, what's wrong with Stella? Turns out she had a brain aneurysm, and so she's in rehab. So now customers are buying all the donuts early in the morning. That way, John can go home and be with Stella.
Wow.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah, they put a note on Facebook and said, hey, we need to help these people out, told them the situation, so people go in and buy all the croissants, donuts, muffins, even if they're going in for one donut, that way John can go home early.
Love it.
Holy crap.
Like, that's super cool.
Coming in strong with that one, huh?
Yeah,
that's
and
what I do.
It's Facebook, so something positive.
That's what he does. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go. Transmitting across America. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so what happened, Amy?
So I was at someone's house, and they offered me La Croix to drink. And I was
What's La Croix?
Oh, I never heard of La Croix, but okay, I guess I'll take some La Croix.
Is that La Croix?
They brought me a can of La Croix, and I was like, oh, you mean La Croix.
Did you say that? Why would you correct someone?
Because, well, I thought maybe they didn't know how to say it. So I was like, oh, this is La Croix. And they were like, no, it's La Croix. That's how they say it. Like, that's how the French say it or whatever. So then I just got, like, I just let it go. But, of course, I had to go Google it myself. Uh-huh. And it's a Midwestern company made here in America. And they even say on their website, it's definitely pronounced La Croix. And if you ever get confused about it, just remember it rhymes with enjoy. So enjoy your La Croix.
And I Why would you get into an argument about it, though?
I didn't do any of this okay. at the... this is stuff I Googled after because I just was like, oh my gosh, fancy schmancy, La Croix.
Wait, you're such a hater right now. That's so funny.
Well, so if you ever get offered La Croix, then it's you can be like, no, it's La Croix.
Because La Croix is sparkling water.
Googled it. Yeah.
All right, so what do you have? You're going to test me on something.
Well,
go
so
ahead.
Then it made me think of all the things we commonly say wrong. So I've got the most commonly mispronounced words.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Hold, the first one is, that's how you spell that word? Prerogative?
Yeah, and you're saying it wrong, BTW.
Wait, no, because it's spelled prerogative. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But like Bobby Brown, it's my prerogative.
Yeah, Bobby Brown messed us up. Do. Because,
that's why I even know that word is that song.
Right. And so because he says prerogative, like a lot of us do, I would even see you even think it's spelled wrong, but this is how it's spelled and you say prerogative.
There's no way. I'm never saying prerogative. I don't care if that's right. I will never say prerogative. Okay. Now Amy's holding up this word. Now I've been corrected because I was dumb and I go into like a smoothie place and I said, I'd like one of those acai bowls, please.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, excuse me? And I was like, an acai bowl? They were like, you mean an acai bowl? And I was like, okay, fancy smancy. So I only know that A-C-A-I is acai because I was shamed.
Yeah.
So how do you say that word?
Acai.
Yeah,
ding,
acai.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, there you go.
Got
Thank
it.
You. The next word is, I'm going to say niche, N-I-C-H-E. I use the term a lot.
Yeah.
I may not be right, but I would say it's niche.
It is niche, but
meaning
a lot
like a select group.
A lot of people say niche, like a niche group. You hear people talking about it and they use it. And they say,
I don't even hate that though. I don't hate niche.
I don't either, but that is incorrect. If you want to do it right, it's niche.
Oh, okay. Next one up.
Okay.
Amy's holding up these words. Okay, this is a trick because this is a restaurant that I go to all the time. Chipotle. Hold on, let me say it again. Here's how it's read. Chipotle. But I would say Chipotle. Chipotle is how I say it. Chipotle.
Me too.
Chipotle.
Me too.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I say Chipotle, and we're wrong.
What is it?
Apparently it's... And Eddie's shaking his head like he's about to shame us.
Ugh, you guys.
Chipotle.
What is it, Eddie? What is it?
It's Chipotle.
Like C-H-E-E-P, like Chipotle. But it's spelled
C-H-I.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So, I mean, could you imagine if it's like, hey, guys, do you want to go to Chipotle?
Well, I can't imagine that. I mean, it's not that crazy to imagine it. But, yeah. Okay, one more. We have, I'm going to do one or two more.
Yeah, let's do...
Sudoku. I would say Sudoku. Wait, I don't even say that word. So it's that puzzle thing people do. Sudoku.
You're
That's
right. You're right, Bobby. But I don't, and I guess others say Sudoku, like suh, but it's su. And people
I would
are really.
I say Sudoku only because I don't say it enough and I'm just reading it.
Yeah, people are really particular about this. Ooh, and this one, I feel like I learned something because I say it wrong.
That's Celtic, like the Boston Celtics.
It's Celtic.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying if it's like Celtic sea salt, but anytime I've been like, do you have any Celtic sea salt? But it's Celtic. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe in the tense it's used.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics are not the Boston Celtics.
Do we need to
Larry
check about
Bird
that?
Did not play for the Boston Celtics, I promise you. All right, one more. Go ahead.
Okay, this one's just for fun because it's fancy.
Is that a brand or like the goddess?
It's a brand. It's a purse. You've talked about this purse before.
Hermès.
Mm-hmm.
Hermès.
Oh, okay, so a lot of people say Hermès. Like, if you
That's
ever see these fancy
say.
Bags, y'all, these purses are like $15,000 for a, like, Whoa. Handbag. Some of our bosses have them. So.
Front Street.
Jeez. Front Street. But I've never known how to say it. I've been like, wow. I go, oh my gosh, this one person we know at work has a Hermès bag. But it's Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes. So if you ever see one of these fancy bags, don't embarrass yourself like me and say Hermes. It's Hermes.
There you go. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, yes, no problem.
Now we all feel a little smarter, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chipotle. Right. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
We were talking earlier about my dating life, and I was reading this story that 60% of long-distance relationships wind up a success.
Interesting.
Now, how that comes into my life is that it just could be a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not that that's giving away a big clue. Does that give away a big clue?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, she lives in L.A., you live in Nashville, she...
And no, okay. it doesn't mean she lives in L.A. Okay. It means she doesn't live in Nashville. I don't feel like that's a big clue.
It's a pretty big clue, though.
Yeah, but you live in L.A. right now.
I'm staying in L.A. right now.
Okay, whatever.
Well, so, okay, right? So it's a thing. 60% of long-distance relationships wind up a success. Amy was in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
For a long time, you and your husband,
and
when he was
like,
in the military.
This doesn't work, because there's a hamburger, there's two buns, and the meat.
No.
And then
what
the
I told you was, when you were dating, I said, you have to have an end to a means. And you had one.
Well, yeah, I was going to quit the show and get married.
And you did.
Yeah.
And you quit the show, and I said, no, I'm not letting you quit the show, so I built a studio for you in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Because that's how much you mean to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was pretty cool.
It was. And Amy would be sitting in her house doing the radio show, and you'd hear a train drive by. And we'd be like, what's happening? Why is there a train on the radio?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's my front yard.
We lived in Southern Pines, North Carolina. Shout out. My husband was stationed at Fort Bragg, and we lived right by the Amtrak that would drive by. And then my dog wasn't allowed to be in the room where I recorded, but sometimes I would let her in because you would never know. And then sometimes she would bark, and yeah. I'd be like, oh my gosh, Josie, be quiet. You're going to get me in trouble. Oh,
yeah.
Good times, good times.
Good times. But
really?
That was a long distance relationship that worked out.
Yeah.
Lunchbox and his wife right now. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Yeah, we are long distance because she lived in Austin. I lived here for 2 years before we got married. And look at that. We got married. It worked out. So we're hitting what? What is that? 100%? And then Bobby. Bobby, it's not going to work out because only 60% works.
Well, all I do is I see you guys and it worked for you guys. I think, there's a chance we can make this work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The key to success is cell phones and FaceTime. That's what this says.
Well, shoot. This study must be new. What did people do back in the day? They didn't work out.
Pony Express.
Letters.
Letters. Mm-hmm. They would send stuff. That's good, though. Like, I saw that. It gives me hope. Listen, I'm not even in a place where I would say it's my girlfriend yet. I don't think. I need to ask her.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're thinking about proposing?
No.
It's
just
not
even
your
making
girlfriend.
It a thing. Oh, or you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Unless there's something I don't know. We're not.
Do I want it to be? Do you think it's going to work out or no? If you had to guess. Just yes or no?
No.
No.
I don't. You said be honest.
Right.
You said
okay.
Be honest.
I know, and I like that.
And
I like that you're honest.
I'm saying it's her fault. It's not her.
Oh, wow.
Or your fault. I didn't
no.
say whose fault.
Wow.
I didn't say whose.
Why wouldn't you think
oh
it would
my
work?
Gosh. Why am I now getting interrogated about your relationship?
Well, I just said you think it'll work, and you honestly, which I like, said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't surround yourself with yes people.
I don't. This whole room is not a yes. Nobody in this room is a yes person. Everybody always tells me no. No, 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 no.
What did you ask me?
Do you think it's going to work?
You just don't think it's going to work. That's all right.
I mean, long, like, do I think this is the person that you're going to marry?
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I'm not, I can't, I am, this is a relationship that has formed while you've been sort of in this Dancing with the Stars world. And I feel like I haven't spent adequate time with said person. And
fair
so
enough.
I can't really give a proper assessment.
Fair enough.
That's my answer. But
Lunchbox went out to people on the street. But probably not. Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox went out to people on the streets and asked them if they thought I could win the show, which most people don't think I can win it because I'm apparently just a country guy.
Yeah,
that's the consensus. I'm just a country guy. Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to people on the street about me on Dancing with the Stars. Go ahead.
Bobby Bones, does he have a chance to win Dancing with the Stars?
Lunchbox, I think he's a top five. He's not going to win the whole thing. I agree with you.
His fan base, yeah, he can win it for sure.
But his dancing?
We struggle a little bit, but we're getting there.
I think he came with all of the voters.
I think he's good for not ever dancing.
But not the best.
Well, no, not the best.
Well, give him some critique. What can he improve on?
Well, just keep his mouth closed a little bit more.
Definitely.
I think the season has shown that it's a lot about who your fans are and calling in, and he's got the fans.
It's very much not just a dance competition. If it was, it wouldn't be, people wouldn't be able to vote. You right. know, it's like half and half, half dance competition and half who can convert the people, you know? So if I can just be a little better dancer, I think I can do it. Like in my heart. Yeah. Lunchbox still doesn't think I can win.
No. Nope.
That I do think you can win. That I will say yes to.
But that's what the whole show is. Yeah. That's at least half of it, is getting the people to like you. It's a popularity contest. And I was never good at popularity contests as a kid, so hopefully now I can do one, you know? I just want to win one popularity contest instead of getting beat up all the time.
Yeah. What? I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the judges.
Yeah, I know. Tonight's going to be a crazy one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, you know the El Chapo trial begins this week?
It does. Is it going to be televised?
Well, I don't know. The jury selection starts today.
Oh, man, I don't want to be on that jury.
Boy, me either.
You got peace out.
It's like, do you have anything? I'm like, well, actually, I am all the ists.
Yeah.
Every ists you can think of, I'm it. Mm-hmm. So don't put me on this.
Don't put me on it.
Now, Amy, there's no way I would be on this jury. And I know we're supposed to be, you know, be a jury of our peers.
Yeah, but not for El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Chapo, he's not a peer.
There's a reason they call him Chapo. Can
yeah,
I Chapo
know.
Your
he's
head off?
Bad, yes. And he will find you and your family.
Yes.
And he will hunt you down.
0% chance I'm on the El Chapo jury.
Yeah, that's just so crazy. But, you know, good luck.
I mean, imagine you get called, because I got called to jury duty. And I go and I'm chilling. It's like, okay, get called in. And you get to know the case, and I got out of mine because I was like, hey, listen, I don't feel comfortable because my story was, it was a story where allegedly this dude had used heavy weaponry and kidnapped a female, and I was like, ooh, I cannot look at this in a fair way because I've had guns held in my head. I've been jumped. So I'm already looking at it from a place of, I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so they let
in
me
the
out.
Case of El Chapo.
I'd be like listen, guys.
I do drugs. I do all the drugs.
I don't want, guys, I don't like Chapo with my head cut off, so I'm going to have to get out of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
His name, do you know his name?
Yeah. Guzman.
Joaquin Guzman, yeah.
Sorry, it's been a minute since I've watched El Chapo on Netflix, but I might have to go back and recap, but yeah.
So El Chapo actually doesn't mean Chapo your head off like I thought.
No.
It's for shorty. Which he's 5'5". He faces 17 counts for his role as head of cartel, money laundering, firearms, murder, conspiracy charges. He's 61, by the way. Let me say, looks pretty good for 61. Made a name for himself. He was captured. Listen, I'm still not convinced he's going to get to. They're going to hold him forever. If he disappeared in one of the routes.
Oh yeah.
Meaning somehow they broke him out or somehow. Anyway, no. Lunchbox, would you want to be on the jury for El Chapo?
Yeah. I think I would.
Oh, come on.
Guys, this is a big case, and you could be a part of history. You know how much money you're going to make off this trial for being a juror?
So you don't want to do it for the book.
Yeah, you're set for life.
You think each juror is going to be able to write a book?
Absolutely.
I think the best book from the jury could, yeah. Oh. Like some of the OJ jurors wrote books.
They did?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that.
So you'd want to do it, huh, Lunch?
Absolutely, and I'd take detailed notes. That way I have everything ready, and I have a publisher lined up, and guess what? I'll see you on the Today Show. Good morning, America. Hey, let's go.
Well, you should take detailed notes because you're on the jury, not because you're doing a book.
Oh. Yeah, you're not going to be on any show if you chopped your head off.
Oh, imagine that. Here's the problem with that is if you publish it and he's guilty, they're going to chop your head off after he's in jail, like his people.
No, they know he's guilty. They're just going to have to figure out a way to get him out.
Yeah, they need to just move on. His people need to move on. They need to be like, okay, our boy, he's locked up. Let's just move on. Like, we
That's
don't need to
works.
Seek revenge on anybody that puts him away.
La Familia. Right, Eddie?
Yeah, whatever. El Chapo would...
What are you talking about?
He turned on his Familia in a heartbeat. Are you kidding?
If you watched the show?
Yeah. Somebody... I mean, not legit blood family, but I mean, these boys, like... Oh, that'd be scary. I'd be scared to even be his friend.
Yeah. They turn on you. Let's see. Tonight, I'm on Dancing with the Stars. Please watch.
It's like the
Please
opposite
vote.
Of
yeah.
Let's Family
get
fun.
Off. Let's get off that. Let's watch Dancing with the Stars tonight. You can call. I'll post a number on my Instagram. We will do it on our at Bobby Bones Show page, too. If you're in Nashville or you're listening in Dallas, you can't watch the show. So it stinks, but you can still vote. That part of it stinks. So, yeah, that's the deal. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Yeah. Well, can we say the number? I have a tip for people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, so in your phone, because voting the next couple weeks is going to be super important, like in your phone, save it as, you know, Bobby Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And then that way it's in there. Like I have it in my phone as Bobby and Sharna Dancing with the Stars, 800-868-3402. And boom, that way you can call the nine times or however many contestants
are left. It's 8 tonight.
So it's 8 tonight. So last week it was 9. And then you just call. Thank you for voting for Bobby. Hang up. Call. Thank you for voting for Bobby. Hang up. So
yeah,
easy.
Like I really need your votes because I'm not the best dancer. Mm-hmm. But I think, I hope people will vote for me and like I win it for us.
Yeah.
And I'm going on tour with that mirror ball. I'm going to let everybody touch it. If I win this thing, I'm taking it to I'm taking it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna get to touch it. And touch the mirror ball. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this past weekend was fallback, you know, spring forward, fallback. So
sure
we
was.
All turned the clocks back. And some people struggle with that big time on both ends, in the spring and in the fall. And here's the thing. You may want to take more naps this week, but I'm here to tell you that you should avoid naps because they seem like a good idea when your body clock is out of sync, but it can actually lower the quality of your sleep later at night. So think of that. And then also, if you have to nap, they say make it short, like 10 to 20 minutes.
A 10-minute nap? What's the use? I haven't taken a nap in 3 months because of this TV show. I do this and I go back to TV and I love it, by the way. I'm not complaining. The thought of a nap. Oh, I mean, it's like when you haven't had a piece of chocolate cake in a long time and you eat that chocolate cake and it feels good. Also, I was thinking about this because I saw Lunchbox tweet this about daylight savings time.
Yeah.
That the hour happens, but your baby still woke up at the same time, right, Lunch?
Oh, yeah. So your baby wakes up early. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, come on. Ugh.
Oh,
so
bummer.
The baby doesn't celebrate daylight savings time?
Doesn't realize it yet, and he could have had an extra hour of sleep because usually he gets up at 7, but no, 6 a.m. Wah, because he thinks it's time to eat.
Mm. What else do you have over there, Amy?
Well, Bobby, I thought of you when I saw this because the headline said the secret of success is the struggle. And it talked about making an impression during interviews. And a lot of times you feel like communicating your achievements are important. But to make a really good first impression and be more likable, you could describe the struggle behind some of your successes. And it just made me think of you and like some of the struggle and how, you know, we obviously wrote a book about it, Fail Until You Don't.
My thing with struggle is, listen, nobody wants to struggle. And everyone puts me as the struggle, like, oh, Bobby loves struggle. No, I don't love struggle.
Yeah, no.
I just think that you learn so much when you struggle through something that you're just so much better prepared for it again and again and again.
Yeah.
It's, for example, let me give you an example. My washer and dryer, when I had to install them, there was some fancy new hose. I had to connect it. I didn't know what I was doing. And you get behind it, you go, I don't know what I'm doing. But by the time I finally connected, I learned so much about that washer and dryer that if I had to do another one, I would know how to do it immediately. You learn so much because it took me like 2 hours to set this thing up.
You installed your own washer and dryer?
Yeah. And now I can do yours too. How much? How much you got? You pay me?
Wow.
And I wrote a book called Fail Until You Don't, which just means you have to start doing something and kind of be bad at it to learn to be pretty good at it. I guess if you don't have a lot of talent, I feel like I don't have a lot of talent, that the struggle is just part of it.
Yeah.
And it's not always a struggle. Sometimes it's just the road. That's just my road.
Yeah. Well, if you have an interview coming up, you know, try to think about that and implement that into the interview. And they say that this strategy also works well on first dates.
I find that talking about a lot of struggle on first dates is not a good thing.
Listen to how many relationships I've failed at.
Yeah. I mean, And here's the thing about dating. I just pivoted on this one, too.
Uh-huh.
If I'm ever dating someone and they're talking bad about more than one of their exes, I go, oh, you're the reason. You can't have every ex and it be all their fault. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If someone's like, oh yeah, all my exes, four of them, they all suck. They're all terrible. I'm like, no, you're the common denominator there. Mm-hmm. I actually have lovely relationships with my exes, which we talked about early this morning. And so hopefully people don't hold that against me.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got over there, Amy?
Well, it's November, so Thanksgiving, y'all, it's creeping up fast.
I know.
It's going to be here before we know it. And so I was already reading the foods that people are most looking forward to. You went to the list, and then I thought we could share what we're most looking forward to.
Yep.
Okay. So mashed potatoes tops the list, pie, bread rolls, gravy, and green bean casserole.
I love pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
I love turkey with dressing and gravy all together as one. Like, that's the thing that I like.
Yeah.
I like turkey, I like dressing, I like gravy, but I like turkey dressing and gravy all together. Mm-hmm. Turkey, whatever. That's pretty much it. I like cranberry sauce. Those are my favorites. I'm looking forward to that. You?
Candied yams all the way. And the chunky kind, not mashed, not whipped and mashed, like chunky with marshmallows on top. Bam, bring it. Can't wait. Well, you Lunchbox?
Oh, I'll take the rolls for sure. I'd love me some rolls. And hopefully we have some ham at Thanksgiving because turkey's a little overrated in my book.
Mm-hmm. Eddie?
Pumpkin pie, but you got to have that Cool Whip on top of it.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, there you go. I'm Amy. That's the pile. Bobby Bone, come on.
Well, well, well. Amy, what's going on today?
Well, I thought I was going to have the whole, like, how am I going to watch Bobby on Dancing with the Stars because I live in Nashville and there's football games, so I'm not going to be able to watch it. But I actually fly to New York today, so I'm going to get to watch you.
Oh, yeah, you'll get to watch from New York.
Yes, right. I just remembered
you
that.
Should, I don't wonder if you'll be at the TV when it's on.
Yeah, well, if not, I'll figure it out. I'll be able to watch you. No, I'm
saying
you
could post it on Insta Story.
Okay, for other people. I'm gonna post it on Insta Story anyways, and I'm gonna post clips and I'll post the number and remind people that are either in, where is it? Nashville and Dallas?
Nashville and Dallas. Can't watch Dancing with the Stars
so
tonight.
All my Nashville and Dallas followers, if I have any, they will know or be reminded at least by me to vote for you.
Well, I will be dancing tonight, and I'm doing the Viennese Waltz, and it's very slow and loving. You'll see. Yeah, people will see tonight. It's a very loving dance. And it's this show plus two more weeks if I make it, right? Yeah. So there's only basically this one plus two more. It's basically 2 weeks. I think we can shock the world and win. There's a few way better dancers, but I think we can actually show them, like, we have a voice. You know what I mean? Because they discount it. It's country night, too. And everyone's like, oh. Like, not the people that run the show, but some of the other contestants are like, I hate country. Or like, eh. And I'm like, you guys have no idea what country even means.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just cat. By the way, there will be fake cows. And I just had to embrace it, Amy.
Yeah.
And I even worked with cows growing up. But it's like, that's not every person in country, which is what they think.
Mm-hmm. So, well, of course, they're going over the top, like, to the extreme country, which
I got,
you know,
so offended at the beginning of last week.
It's
so
fine.
Offended.
Just roll with it.
Go ahead. What, Amy?
Well, okay. So, yeah. So the next, like, say you make it to November 12th, and then the 19th is the finale. Like, that's pretty intense. They're eliminating, like, a lot of people in the next.
I'm not sure, but I would think that they're. Listen, no one's told me. I would think they eliminate more than one person tonight.
Dang, it's about to get rough.
I think it's going to be at least two tonight, at least two next week. I don't know. But there's only three shows left, one of them being tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm dancing tonight. There's a team dance tonight, which I'm going to screw up for our team. Like, my dance, I feel pretty good about. Our team dance.
What's the theme of the team dance?
It's a barn.
Cool.
I know. And the thing is, I spend a lot of time in barns. I just don't like people thinking that's everybody in country music, you know? And all the time.
Okay.
They're like, you guys chew tobacco all day? And I'm like,
what?
Tobacco.
Well, I'm like, well, some of us chew tobacco and I don't, but whatever. If you don't mind voting tonight, even if you can't watch the show. But I'm going to go. I got to go right now over to the show and do dress rehearsal. Are you doing anything, though? You just flying to New York to do? You're doing Kane Brown Theater, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
First time to host a theater.
Yes.
It's a big deal for you. I'm really proud of you.
I know you're busy with Dancing with the Stars, but once you're done, I'll probably need some tips.
I'll give you some tips. The tip is just be you. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. How about that tip? I wish I would get that tip from my partner sometimes. Just be.
Sharna doesn't tell you that?
No, she never says just be you. You're awesome.
You're doing the Vietnamese. What are you doing?
And that's not the Vietnamese waltz. I thought that too. It's the Viennese from Vienna.
Oh, the Viennese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No, tonight, ABC, Dancing with the Stars. Thank you all so much, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.